Kufnun Vov. Mitzase Kufnun Vov, the Ram says, Hishet Yivonu Levar Yechomets Mi Botenu V'yema Abosav V'nisan. What does he want with that phrase? You don't have a text in front of you. He just said Sivan Levaya. So Mestami means that in Lashon HaMikra it's called Tashbisu. Who am I? He brings the pasuk. Ach Bayim Harishan Tashbisu. V'igru Chachomim Gam Kein Mitzvah Zbiur. What's the name of Biur Chomitz? V'gmora Sanhedrin mitamud b'nei marove amu chachamim amu chomet chayovim olav asay v'loy sase. That somebody that has chomet is over and asay v'loy sase. Asay al biroi tachsiv tashbizas omi b'teichem v'loy sase es or loy mati b'teichem. It's about mitzvah and mitzvah lupa agrees with himself. We'll speak a little bit about I mean, we can speak for a weekend too, but a little bit of the Lashon of the Rambam indicate. First of all, when is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? When is the mitzvah? When is this man? When is this man of the mitzvah? Second, how you make it? It's Bemet Azai. In the Rambam, we don't know. What we know from the Shayim, the Achaik is the Achaik Shayim. When is the key mitzvah deraisa of Tashbisu? Shita Satoisvus, the Avdalud, the other place is that the key mitzvah of Tashbisu is Lacha Chatzos. Since the Gemara says, Ach, Bayim, Arish, and Ach, Chilek, and what we learn from Tashbisu, or from Tashbisu Adu, is Man HaKovas Pesach, is the Shita of Balatayz is that the time in which we came, the mitzvah Bekum Vasev Tashbisu is Lacha Chatzos. We don't do that. The Mordechai brings that Rivo used to leave over his eyes of Chomets to his man, to Chatzos, and he was Mekayim Tashbisu, and it says that he was a Bracha, but he made a Bracha, and he says he made a Bracha, he used to make a Bracha and be a Chomets.
He learns it's Mesekum Vasei.
Sorry? Yeah. It's Lachayu, Fitaisvis, it's Poshut, and so says Mechaz Chinuch. The mitzvah that speaks is a mitzvah that is a mitzvah which a mitzvah chiyuvus and kiyuvus which is mekayim by the swain chomets. And im kain's mashma, somebody that the way we do it, we get rid of the chomets the way the mitzvah says. It's not like we reform. The mitzvah says, sof in bechila, oichlin klar, botan chomesh, sof met chila shesh, afil before chila shesh. Often. The way we do it is possible to make sure that we don't have chomets after the manisur, which is after lacha, which is lacha shesh. And the imken with akhe are missing in this kima mitzvah of the raisa. That's the point of Balatayz. The Rashi sheet is, and who are then? That's Rashi sheet also, we'll see. Rashi sheet is that the kim chiv tashbisu is before chatzais. Rashi come from. So in Rashi Shi, the Bemis, the Chachiv is Yodua in the Mechaz Chinuch. But according to Rashi, the Tashbisu was the Kim Bekum Vasei or Beshev Ataisa. That's the Chachiv. The Hainu is the mitzvah to the Stoy Chomitz. Or perhaps the mitzvah of Tashbisu means to go into this man, of Chatzois, Yodawud Vah Chomitz. If you do that, Mekayim a mitzvah, also Mekayim a mitzvah. Nafgamina, if somebody has no chomets every Pesach, says Mechaz Chinuch, does he have to make an effort to get chomets to throw into the fire? Or, throw in the fire. Or noch mehr, to the chveis, somebody wants to be frum, pardon the expression. So very frum. So bonim masmucha mitluchem nevi'im. So the Ufizem, the one we can't meet with Tashbisu. So the Shasta found to give him a Gzai's Chomets, we marked to them, I'm not saying love, we should spend them, so they can go into the fire, we can't meet with Tashbisu, because if the father's Chomets, I don't know if we can't meet or not. But that's if we want to be very firm. But well, that's the Chikiva. The Chikiva is in the Gavidation of Mitzvah Tashbisu. Is it a Mitzvah be Kum Vasei? The Fitzhais is, the first Chai was when there's man, and second of all, even if this man is before, then yes, lachor. Right? If this man is afterwards, it's zich, the kiyum is b'kum asay. If this man is before, yes, lachor. Is it a mitzvah that can be shayv atayis or b'kum asay?
If it's
b'kum asay,
that doesn't mean that I have a
chiyum
to go get
chomet.
If I do, I'm
a chiyum. Yeah, zich no chiyum to go by chomet, but it's a mitzvah, like, you have a chance to become a mitzvah, mitzvah d'ayis, so you should do it. Like tzitzis maybe. Well, I don't know. Losh and Rambam. What? When before Pesach, before Zman, before Dal Chois, before the Hei Chois. I mean, well, you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to, but somebody's ready for Acha Mitzvah, so once you become a Mitzvah, then do it. I'm not a Mechuyiv. Yes, I'm not a Mechuyiv, but it's a chance to actually lie to become a Mitzvah. That's why I couched it in those terms. The Rambam brings a third possibility. The Rambam says, Ombu, what he brings from the Talmud, the B'nai Marova, the Chomitz Chayoven Olav Asay V'loy Sase. I mean, somebody has Chomitz Chayoven Asay V'loy Sase. So, Shilatzma, this lesson could be, it could be the Ram agrees that the mitzvah is Kum Vasei, who some talk about Machlis Hanoim, whether it's Bechol Dov or Vesrefa, the mitzvah is Kum Vasei, but somebody that has Chomets on Pesach or from Yudal, the child won by Moshe begins, but soon somebody has Chomets from Chatzis on, it's over at Hashbizel, somebody has Chomets on Pesach, it's over by Yor, by Moshe, and says the Ram is also even a say. Means being in possession of Chomets on Pesach is not only two lavin by Rabbi Motz, it's also in a very on this Tashbisa. Tashbisa is a mevato, or even the assay of Tashbisa Chomets. Okay, in Gimel Tzachim, in the ninth parak at Tzadikei, I think it is, the Gemara says that somebody has Chomets, somebody by Rabbi Motz, by Rabbi Motz, the Gemara says, it's a lavin itak lasse. It's a gius, his apprentice is there. It's lav and nidak lasem. What's it not lav and nidak lasem? It's hashbizel. Hashbizel. So there's a fide gemore, a fide gius in the gemore. There's no malchus and by rabbi motze. Yeah, lemais, in Rambam, in Yad, the Rambam says that the two eifanim are being over by rabbi motze. One eifanim being over by rabbi motze, shuai de maise, then he's not like it. Because then he wasn't over by de maise. But if somebody was over by Rabbi Motzei, they're doing a Maaseh, says Rambam, he gets Malkus. How? But either by somebody was Machmitz, somebody made Chomitz, Machmitz as a Yisrael on Pesach, or Kono Chomitz. Kono Chomitz, the Fidu Rambam is interesting, but it's a different discussion that Kono Chomitz, even though Shnei Dvom Enom, Bishul Shalodom, Vassan Chosef, Gil Bishul Say, but so you don't have Kinoan Min Chomitz, but Bicha, and Rambam says the Kono Chomitz is like it. So Ram didn't have the gifse. Good. So the shalom gifse. Shalom is why, in fact, the why something like ya for by Rabbi Motzei isn't by Rabbi Motzei you love neither was have the shbisel. That's shalom. That's aleph. So the emes is right away. Lufi the tzad emin chaschinuch. That the mitzvah, what he says in Rashi, that the mitzvah tashbisu is not mitzvah b'kum v'asei. It does not have chomets. A dugma dov is like some achrein man saying being shabbos mi malach and shabbos and yontif. That there's no mitzvah b'kum v'asei. It's they're not doing is a kiyum. So they're not having is a kiyum. So right away you have a teretz. A teretz. They're not having to do destroying the ma'aseh of destroying the chomets. That's not the din. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not having. If we have, we have to get rid of it. But we'll see there are a lot of ways of getting rid of it. So Melu, that would ask the rabbi, why the Ram paskins that a machmitz or kind of chametz Pesach is like you. I love the Kumbasei. There's no Kumbasei involved in that love. There's no Kumbasei. It's not a nituk. It's not a tikkun of the love.
How is it
manati?
But
I was already
over the love.
It isn't. It is not a nituk.
Even if it was Kumbasei. But I was already over the love. It's not, it doesn't fix that.
Oh, so there's another shal. The emes is another shal. A lot of shal is love. Shakit me yasei. According to the assumption of the machoish shani malchus. What means love? Shakit me yasei. Either logically or sequentially in the Torah, it could be the touch with love. Shakit me yasei. There are a lot of problems with that gemara there. But and so it could be the latter reason. It could be the Rambam is not fair for a lot of reasons. But this is certainly true. The emes is not become yasei. Bechlam not love anita. You find that the gemara machoish shani malchus chachomim. Where the Bi'ul Chometz is B'chol Mokom, the mission, the first mission called Shal. Where the Bi'ul Chometz is B'chol Dova, or the Bi'ul Chometz Afrik B'Sreifo. So now say, Nech Zainan. According to the Rabbonu, and the Rabbonu passed like the Rabbonu, according to the Rabbonu, the Bi'ul Chometz is B'chol Dova. So there are all the Chakibit, all the possibilities just to open. Because Torah says, Mefar is a Ruach. Any way you can have getting rid of the Chometz is legitimate, and the Kima Mitzvah. And forget, so it could be a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh, if we get a kiyum b'kum v'aseh, it could be a kiyum b'shev v'taiseh, passive kiyum going into yud dalid chatzos without chometz. That's the kind of abundance. That's what the kind of abundance. And according to Abundo, that ain't b'chometz el b'sreifo, ain't b'chometz el b'sreifo, so, ain't b'chometz el b'sreifo, the shayle, it's just that certainly implies that kumvasei. It's a chiyuv kumvasei. It's a mitzvah chiyuv. It's kiyuv mitzvah kumvasei. The poshut part is no chinami. It's not true. It is. The concept of yudei b'chomet al-sreif is a mitzvah kumvasei. Hagam the emes is a totally in the sugi. The emes is. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that we'll soon see. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that ain't b'chometz el b'sreifo? So the Gemara is in Pesachim Chav Zayin on the base. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda ain't b'chometz el b'sreifo. But did noisin. Man noisa she'en rabbi bar yiro ton sreifo chometz yeshen rabbi bar yiro l'kol shekein. So the Gemara right, a kavuchem from Noisa is the was a kasha a shayla called din shad don tchilo lahachmi b'seif el hoki lam din was a kasha that loy motza eats himself a yeshiv a bottle v'atayim oma tashbitz esomim b'neichem. They are pleading the gemara because if you tell how can Rabbi Yehuda say b'chol matzav b'seif el from Noisa him can it comes out that something doesn't have eats him and never pays a yeshiv a bottle won't become tashbitz. Means not he'll be lazy, and it means that's a din ha'oila. And if it's ain't b'chometz el b'sreifo, so the din ha'oila is that without sreifo, you can't be mekayem tashbitzu. You have to sit and wait, and we sit and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait till we find some firewood. So that's a kula, not kavuchem. It's a kula. That's what's kasha. So the Shagasari says is that all achoyim ask. They say the kusha chamur boy. Also Shagasari think kusha chamur. How could it be? I mean that. And even if we learn out the name of Chometz El B'Sreifo, yes, your bottle, by your Motze. How can you see the possession of Chometz? How can you see the Chometz in your shoes? Get rid of it. Get rid of it. What do you mean, yes, your bottle? So the Kamek Subas Bedova that the Achorim said, one terrace, one that the Achorim say is a Peter Ramban, there's a Shit in Ramban, that one is only over by your Motze, the Chometz B'Shusa. And now B'Shusa now. Not the Muslim. That's Ramban. And the other positive is that it really holds a beetle. You mean Vatul Chomets. And by the beetle, he wants to protect himself and by Yoba Imotse. But if he's there, then no more. By the beetle, he's not a kind of beetle. Beetle, we mentioned beetle is either when Tyson beetle is being mafkirit, when the Rashi beetle is, and the Rambam also agrees that beetle is saying, Ka'afo Daro, Bevadlo Bliba, it's Enel Machshibu Lakum. Loshen Rambam, it's like Afro Daro. Anyway, if you may loshen Rishonim Rabban, Udi may. So you do that, but the Tashbitz on the Chayv is not, which leads us. Oh, with this already implied here. Already see the beginning of the idea, and we'll see in the next line of the Gemara. See, there's the beginning of the idea that Hashbisu goes above and beyond. What do you see from this already? From this Terutim Nachvainim, I'm presenting you Rashi Pokim in Sofim. You see from here that Hashbisu, according to this, goes above and beyond. It's not only a safeguard, it's not only what the Torah said, protect yourself from by Rabbi Motzei, but it became Hashbisu. Hashbisu extends beyond by Rabbi Motzei, right? Tashbisu not only are saved not being owned by Rabbi Motzei. From all these Terutim, taking out of Yeshua saves you from by Rabbi Motzei. Being a battle saves you from by Rabbi Motzei. Yet, nevertheless, there's a Gemara that says that but if you don't have firewood according to Yehuda, you end up being mevatel tashbisu, not being mechayev tashbisu, even though it's not by Rabbi Motzei. So you see, according to this, the tashbisu goes, the chiv tashbisu goes beyond by Rabbi Motzei. You understand what I mean? It's not only the chiv is not to be owned by Rabbi Motzei. It's more inclusive, it's a broader chiv. My said the Gemara said, what I want is the next line of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we learn out from Noisa Osa Bechilo, not Kav Chayme, but from Abin Yanav. Man Noisa Seifa, Av Chayme to Seifa. Omlo in the Veil to Chiyach, that's Osa Bechilo or not. So the Gemara, not going to go by this. The have like this. I'm sorry. The Gemara says beginning of the parak. Something's the Gemara that I lost. The Gemara says beginning of the parak that Eifer Chometz according to Rav Yehuda. Eifer Chometz after the Eifer that's produced by the Bir Chometz is Mutar Bano. And according to Bano Dosa Bano. That's the beginning of the second parak. This is a halacha. Why is that? Why is that? Why is me'ef mechametz mutar kohen rabbanon, kohen Rav Yehuda, and also kohen rabbanon? So it's based on a mishnah in the end of Tzmuri. The mishnah in the Tzmuri says kol hanisrofin afon mutar kohen nekbol afon also. So we have different Tzmuri no. Tzmuri no. Some of which Torah says you have to burn, and others you have to bury. Those that you have to burn, such as klaim olah, klai kerim olah, kochim. Is afon mutar. Why? It says Tosfos there in the end of Tzmuri. The reason is because the din of Nasas Mitzvosei. Nasas Mitzvosei. Nasas Mitzvosei. Tosfos Mechadesh. That's not only in Kotshim Tosfos. Nasas Mitzvosei means when the Torah says the din, that you have to burn an object. So the Tosfos says that the Eif is mutar. Eif is mutar. Because any time, what's the Hagdol? The Pshat is, any time there's a mitzvah that has to be done to the Chayfes, and do a mitzvah to the Chayfes, this one all goes off. This one all goes off. So Chometz is torn straight for Kohen Rav Yehuda. So the Eif is mutter. Mashenke and Kohen Rabbanon is not torn straight for he can throw it into the Yam. So the Eif is not mutter. Yeah. As I say. Kweige, wenn er den Mühle Masse Kweige sind schon noch. Er hat den Mühle sind zu, bis er den Mühlen. That was the difference between the Rinnim Rabbanon. The difference between the Rinnim Rabbanon is only how the Torah wants to get rid of the Chometz. By burning it, or by any other method of destruction. But any other method of destruction, Kohen Rabbanon is equal to Sreva Kohen Rabbanon. So just like in Rabbi Huda, Eifer is a kiyum of the Shbisu. And because we encounter Shbisu with the Chefs of Chometz, it's Eifer's Mutter, the result of the kiyum of Mitzvah, the byproduct of the burning is Mutter. So to Kohen Rabbanon, if you burn it, for sure, if you burn the Chometz, Kohen Rabbanon, you also encounter Shbisu. No less than Kohen Rabbi Huda. Well, why is the Eifer Mutter and Azoyez Mashmah, the Gemara and the Tur? And if that Gnarav Mazay, then if you hold be your chomis b'chol dover, the Eif is awesome. If you burn it after Lachas Mamre, not before Mamre.
Lachas Mamre.
Why is it awesome? Why is it awesome? By the same token, the Kohen Rabbi Huda, be your Zakim and the Chertes will be Akim and the Chertes Kohen Rabbi Huda. Why is it not Akim and the Chertes? Why is it not Mutzah? If the answer to this kasha is in the Chedusha Ben Chaim Alevi, Ashtikul, he says the following. He says, just the end, his bottom line is that according to Rabbi Huda, Biyu Chometz is a chalois mitzvah, a chalois kiyum in the chefs of the Chometz. And therefore, we say we put in of Nasis mitzvasoi and the Eifer is mutter. But then, according to Rabbi Huda, it's not a chalois in the chefetz. And Lashem Chaim is Tashbisu, and again, it goes further. And then he says, Tashbisu, according to Rabbi Huda, is only Nisar Esai. It's only Nisar Esai. Therefore, the being that's not a kiyum in the chefetz, so even if you burn it, according to Rabbi Huda, you wouldn't have a kiyum in the chefetz. What does it mean, the Nisar Esai? So the as I don't know, the world assumes that's not a kiyum b'chol, and I'm thinking that's a mashmos after. The world assumes not a kiyum b'chol. But that 100% clear that's what Chaim means. It could be he means that's a kiyum b'shei v'al taisa. That's 100% clear that it doesn't mean nalim chaschinuch. But al kabbalim, even if it's a kiyum b'shei v'al taisa, the vod is a vod. That was this was the achrayim assumed. He's coming to answer. He said the following: side. This was kivegin avdim milum assumed that tashbisu kandavuto is the same thing as tashbisu kandavabonu. They all disagree as to the method. The methods that they did, they disagree as to the method. So B'chaim says no, disagree as to the mus of the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Tashbisu, the kiyum in the chepsa. It's a mitzvah to give it to the chepsa, to destroy the chepetz. It's a kiyum, a chalos kiyum in the chepetz. But Shekin and Kondabonon, it's not a chalos kiyum in the chepetz. Okay. Now let's see, according to one more Kudhi and Tashbisu, we want to talk about. So the emphasis is that the Havonne, of the way the world learns in Rav Chaim, that the million Yisrael say not to have chometz. So that doesn't seem so much with Losh and Rambam. We don't say a mitzvah, so it's Yvon Levar Yachomet Shibatein B'yim Ha'abosa B'nissan. The Yom Ha'abosa B'nissan doesn't... It's Lachar... It's some Zach. It's Yvon Levar Yachomet means not to have Chomet. Not the Yom Ha'abosa. Now, we said like this. According to Rambam, and this we come to something that's this year, so we'll run through it fast. Ka'omur, Rashi says Mefurish and Tzachim, Tashbisu Rashi says Tevatlu. That idea by saying Bitul Chomet, saying the Nusach Kol Chamiro, became Tashbisu. That's according to Rashi. The Rambam, at the beginning of Perkshani, was Chomet Masa, also like that. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Tasei Minna Tayru, Lashbis Chomet, Koydim Zman Nisa, Achilosa, Shenemar, Boyeim Horish, Lain Tashbisu, Somi Potechim. Umahi Ashbosazu, Amur Batayo, Shivat Lenu, Shivat Lui Beliba, Vyasha Voice, go off of Yasin Liba Shame, Besusa Homish Klau. Besakol Homish, Besusa Vego offer, Hedovish, and by Sarah Klau. So the Rambam agrees that by this Kiyum Belev, of Yivadlenu Beliboy, or speaking it out, which is the Kiyum Belev, and the Asher Vesek Ofer, you can't just be so, as I said, Vuhut Rambam. Adair Fashion. Adair Fashion. Yeah, does that mean according to Rambam that somebody that won't is that won't be Mekayim, won't be Vatos Chometz, but rather does that mean that beet was the only oifen of Tashbisu, and that if you burn your Chometz or Mefare v'zeru layom or Mefare l'ruach v'zeru l'zarek layom, you not Mekayim Tashbisu? Does that imply that according to Rambam? Yeah, about it not. Certainly not. It's a chiddush. Even hashposa, but lev is also hashposa. But certainly in Kosh again, that Sreifa and or Mefari, Zarek Liyom, all the other ifanim of physical destruction of the Chom, it's zicha kiyum asbis, or benif al tashbis, nisim asay, benif se kiyum asay, benif se mitzvah, kiyum asbik, kiyum is, or then kiyum asheva, or then kiyum asheva, or then kiyum asheva, or then kiyum Mekayim it by destroying the chometz. So this is a chiddush that even when you think that you mevatel b'libo, you mekayim it. Akhi gach, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Not akhi gach. There's a Shem Rambam in Hilchos Brachos that says that why the nusach is al bi chometz. We're talking about. I mean, the Gemara says, why we say al bi chometz, al bi chometz? So the Rambam says that a very very shvar losh. And the Rambam says, mekayim shugomat, when a person sets out to do bedikas chometz, all abosor. See all your gimel, so he's already mekayim. He's already mekayim that shmuzas the ram. He's already mivatul the chomish believer. He's looking for chomish any doer. Chomish doer, you know already. You know because chomish have chomish doer. The right mashem mishayin the chomish sinning. Not looking for chomish doer. Looking for chomish any doer. Says the Rambam, when you set out to do because chomish, so your mindset is already a mindset of beetle. So there's a kim that shmuzas that chomish any doer really is mivutul already. They can't. So it's not the bracha is not the funnel. The bracha. That's why the bracha. The bracha is not biyuchamis. Chiddush the Rambam. Yeah. So I loyem na milhaskia says that the chochom echad claims there is a minute brisk about bidikas about biyuchamis. There's loyel and evil. He claims that the minhag brisk is to take the chometz, throw it into the fire, but before it's consumed by the fire, to say kol chamiru. Why? Because since the Rambam says here that the shbisu is a day beetle, so if you burn the chometz, so you now can't shbisu a day beetle. So therefore, you throw the fire, the chometz into the fire, and before it's moshel by huur, like the Rambam says, you can't shbisu with beetle. But it's loyal and evil. First of all, they didn't do that brisk. It's loyal and evil. It's a mistake. Why is it a mistake? Because Medina Digmar, there's no bitul chomitz and you doubt it. Everyone's talking knows that Omer Rav, Om Yudam Rav, Abay Dei Tzayuch Shivata, why did they make bitul chomitz, Medina Digmar? After bitul chomitz, why? Shem Yim Tzagut, Vusko Yofo, Vidayt Yolah, Digmar Mtzachim. So Medina Digmar, you make Bedikas Chometz, then you make Beetle for the Chometz which might have escaped the Bedike, it might be lurking somewhere in the Chorin Stokin, and you might find it on Pesach, or Daiti Alei. Then you'll be in trouble, for whatever reason. So you make Beetle on that. There's no Beetle on Chometz to do. The Chometz, what you found in the Bedike, and do the food you leave over to eat on your Dalet, there's no Beetle on that. There's no Medina Digmar of Beetle. What do you do with that chomes to leave over? So the mission says, Sofay, betchilas chomes, I'm sorry. Sofay chomes, betchilas chomes, if you burn it. Beetle, our beetle that we make on every Pesach is that the corner of the Rosh brings down. The Rosh, we say it will mechadish it. It's not even in the Gemara, it doesn't mean the Rambam Mechal. There's no Rambam that says make beetle chomes in Yidalot. And it's not in the Gemara. The Rosh says, in Eitz HaToy, v'kamash malon. Why? For two reasons. Maybe somebody bought chometz between the zman of Bedikya and afterwards, and he forgot about it, or maybe he left over some of the chometz. There's nice to tell you. So about there's not a thing. You begin the Gemara on the Rambam as bitul chometz the day of Yidalot. The bitul chometz only the night before. So it's not such meaning. So the way you do it is like this. The way you do it is the throw the chometz mekayim tashbisu aydei sreifa. we choishes for the Ramoses. Ramoses even one person like Chodov and Ramoses who are mekayim noigim to be mekayim bil chometz esrei. For then he say go chamiu. This year's a shout. I'll tell you one more. This year, the Bnei Shua Sakasha. This year, the Pesach Shabbos. So the Mishnah say that you leave over Moslem Shtei Sudas, either two Sudas or three Sudas, depends whether you eat your Shabbos or not. But you leave over Moslem Shtei Sudas and you try to finish up to the last crumb, eat everything the Erev Pesach for his month.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do? What if this is a little bit of Chometz left over? What do you do? Is Lemaise Poiskim say, it says in Poiskim, not only did the Heinz give says in Poiskim, you get rid of it. Straight for you can't do it, Shabbos. You can't do straight for. But we do the best we can, you get rid of it. You try to be kind to, I suppose, Chomets according to the Rabbon or Chalapochos. You get rid of it. Chomets, how will you get rid of it? Different time. Neshua Sakasha. Neshua Sakasha that from a Rashi. Remember, it's a Chalapochos Rashi Toysis. Rashi's idea is that you can't, that when you have Tumat Tumeyo, the din is Sreifa. What's Tumat Tumeyo? Minan is Sreifa. You have to burn it. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, you can't give it to Yikalv either. Not only, you can't give it to Yikalv. Or you can't burn it. Who are there in Yontif? You can't burn it. You can't burn Yontif B'chal, you can't use it. The Mishnah Mehmet Likin, when Emet Likin Mishnah Mehmet Sreifa B'yomtev, Mishnah Mehmet means when Yomtev is Erev Shabbos, so you can't use the Shemen Sreifa, means Shemen too much Nidmo, to light to for Erev Shabbos. Because then, Emet Varen Koshim B'yomtev. Emet Varen Koshim B'yomtev. So Rashi says the loss in Rashi is in two places, in Shabbos, in Fanin, in Beitz, at the end of Beitz, Rashi says that Rachmona Achshavol Lisrefosay Labarosay. That when it's a new musik Rashi, we don't know exactly what it means. But when the kilu achavitz, when the destruction of achavitz is a kiyum in the achavitz, is Rachmona Achshavol Lisrefosay. Rachmona Achshavol Libiyure says Rashi. It's a malacha. Which malacha? We don't know exactly. Which lamed has malachas it is? We don't know. But Rachmona Achshavol Lisrefosay. You can't get rid of it. So maybe as Rashi, the Pnei Shua Sekashe, when every Pesach is Shabbos, how do you get rid of the Chometz? When you finish eating Yisud in the morning, you have to get rid of the Chometz. The Chometz being over needs to go into Rashi. Go into that Rashi. It's only going to Rashi. At least I disagree. But how do you get rid of the Chometz? How do you get rid of the Chometz? So the emphasis is that he says the Teretz. So he says, I'm not mistaken, he says, Alam the Shataretz. And he says this word that we said, the Reb Chaim's disciple. He said, when do we say, upon the Akhtavay, that the destruction of a Chavis, when there's a mitzvah, is a malacha, it's only with the Kiyum and the Chepsa. So according to Rabbi Hudu, that ain't Bilchomet on the Sreifa, the Taka will be awesome. According to Rabbanon, that Bilchomet is Bechol Dover, so not even Nisa by destroying it. You don't worry about it. And that's his terrors. So that's why that's why other Pesach can pass like that. That's why in Sivri Alof it says that every Pesach we do our best to try to not leave over anything, and even Samson, everybody gets you leave over an exact amount for Chavez Kesesim or Kabetis for all the for Suda Shabbos. But Louis says something left over, so you get rid of it. The Rambam Gradit says Koyfol of Kli Umevadli Umevadli Matzal Yontov. In the loch of every Pesach Chavis B'Shabbos, Kefal Kli Umevatlo, you say Bitulen, Umevatlo every Matzah Yontov. It doesn't say the Rambam holds like Rashi. That's also. To say that the Mechadish the Rambam holds is also the Tzuvah Givichidu. It doesn't say that. But the point the Rambam held that like this is the Chiv Midrabonon. It's the Chiv Midrabonon. Unfortunately, somebody has a closet full of chomets. And he'll do a kind of Rashi twice in Rambam. May he say bitul chomitz? He'll say kochamir. He'll be mafkvid. Mevatle it. He'll say nusach ka'afodav hefken. Ka'afodav and do everything. Can you go into Pesach like that? The answer is no. And no, had you not mitabonon zachir mitabonon not rely on bitul and get rid of chomitz. You can't have not rely on bitul chomitz. If you know you have chomitz, you have to get rid of it. I'm not talking about selling it to goyim. Something else. That's not your chomitz. But to keep your chomitz, mevatle is awesome. And most Poskim hold that the Gans Chomet Shalom Pesach, if If you do it, it's not only, I mean, not only as one over the Easter to one going into Pesach with the Chomesh, but it doesn't help. It's Chomesh Lachol Pesach too. Many persons. Many So here, however, the Rambam held that whenever Pesach is Shabbos, this Chiv Rabbanon to revive the Chomesh Lachol Shabbitloi. It's Chiv Rabbanon passes. Especially because Rambam holds the Bil Chomesh Lachol Dova. The Chiv Rabbanon given the Chomesh, the Rabbanon suspended that on Tumat Ayyantuf. Tumat Ayyantuf. So that, but you can't leave it. So literally somebody's in a place in which you can't get rid of the Chomesh. Somehow or another. You can't get rid of the Chomesh. You have a little piece of bread left over on Shabbos in the morning. You can't get rid of it. So you have this eighth of Kaifalov. We say Beetle. Don't forget to say Beetle. I guess whenever Pesach is Bechol, so everybody's saying Beetle Chomesh altogether. Beetle Chomesh after the Sreifa. I guess on Shabbos you can forget. Chas v'shalom. You shouldn't forget. I remember. But Kon Ram is another eighth. It's an eighth. But it's not because of the Chomesh, not because Ram holds also. But the Chiv Rabbanon, the Gevir L'Chomesh before, you don't have. You can wait until Mitzvah Yontif. Okay, I didn't understand. So what do you mean?